नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
इन केस यू मिस्ड इट, कर्नाटका डेप्यूटी चीफ मिनिस्टर जी परमेश्वरा ऑन थर्सडे सेड दैट द कांग्रेस हैज नॉट येट टेकन डिसीजन ऑन एच डी कुमारस्वामी कंटिन्यूइंग एज चीफ मिनिस्टर फॉर अ फुल फाइव ईयर टर्म। A 20-year-old BBA student in Tuticorin was among the first shot in the violence that unraveled over the last 3 days. His family speaks about how the deceased was not actively taking part but had attended the anti-Sterlite protests on the 100th day, which turned out to be fatal. DMK working president M.K. Stalin was lifted by police officers and evicted from outside Tamil Nadu chief minister's office on Thursday after he sat on a protest against the Sterlite violence along with other party members. CM Palaniswamy blamed his political rivals for the violence in Tuticorin that has led to 13 deaths so far, with the latest on Thursday. Cases have been registered against M.K. Stalin and actor politician Kamal Hassan. Unexpected things are happening in Kashmir. The center announced a suspension of military operations, popularly being referred to as the Ramzan ceasefire. There are strong rumors of the center holding talks with the Hurriyat leadership and the central government-appointed interlocutor to Kashmir, Dineshwar Sharma, visited Makhdum Sahib, a popular Sufi shrine, to pray for peace in the valley. In a shocking revelation, multiple women confirmed to being victims of sexual harassment by legendary Hollywood actor Morgan Freeman. In all, 16 people spoke to CNN about Freeman as part of an exclusive investigation, 8 of whom said they were victims of what some called harassment and others called inappropriate behavior by Morgan Freeman. U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday called off a planned historic summit with North Korea leader Kim Jong-un, even after North Korea followed through a pledge to blow up tunnels at its nuclear test site. Trump called it a missed opportunity and said he still hoped to meet Kim someday. There are more people in the country today who believe that Narendra Modi-led National Democratic Alliance government does not merit another opportunity to govern India after the 2019 Lok Sabha election than those who think it deserves a second innings. An ABP News CSDS Mood of the Nation survey has found. The survey has also predicted losses for the Bharatiya Janata Party in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh, both of which are scheduled to go for assembly elections later this year. Nipah virus scare spread to Himachal Pradesh after the discovery of dead bats within a school premises in the state's Simaur district. Meanwhile, the virus took one more life in Kerala on Thursday, taking the total toll of people killed by the virus outbreak to 12. Karnataka Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy's swearing-in ceremony in Vidhan Sauda may have seen a galaxy of non-BJP leaders, but not all guests seem happy on the occasion. Among them was West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The reason? TMC chief was allegedly asked by the Bengaluru police to get off her car and walk a short distance from the gate to the podium because of heavy flow of VVIP vehicles, several of them with full security detail. In a horrifying video that has emerged on social media, two men are seen dragging a man through the streets of Champrajpet in Bengaluru while mercilessly beating him up. The victim, Kaluram Bin Bachan Ram, 26, was allegedly beaten up after locals saw him interact with children in the area and suspected him to be a kidnapper. His hands were tied with rope and the victim was then dragged on the road, following which a mob of locals beat him up with cricket bats and rods. Pakistan's Information and Broadcasting Ministry has asked film exhibitors to not screen Indian films 2 days before and 2 weeks after Eid. The ministry, in its letter dated May 24, says that the move was in order to revive and promote the local film industry in Pakistan and that the restrictions would be in place around the period of Eid ul-Fitr and Eid ul-Adha. Agree or disagree? We are living in 2018 where the idea of sexism in the kitchen being a system failure is among the highest in destroying the lives of women and empowering those of men has been established. Yet our little Chunnu boy can come to us, pull our apron strings and say, "My grandmother cooked for me my entire life. My significant other probably will continue to do so." Look at this. Is it not a case of sexism? Read to find out.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.